carelessly. Okay, the topic of the Shia, I don't know exactly when we'll end because I have a couple of things. So if we don't finish today, we'll continue. I have this packet, I have another packet. So hopefully we'll be doing Inyana Dioma from now till Pesach. Okay. The topic of today's shiur is the question of eating something together with the matzah. In other words, matzah we normally eat alone, at the Seder at least. I mean, the first matzah. Then we eat it with the maror, then we eat it with the afikomen. The question is if you would eat it with something else, if you would put jam on it or something like that, if you would eat it with something else, would that invalidate the matzah or not? So the Gemara here, take a look at page 3 in Kuf Tes Vav Amin Aleph. Amar Ravina, Amali Rav Misharshia, Breder Rav Nosson, Hachi Amar Hillel Mishmei de Gemara, Lo Nichruch Inish Matzu Mora Bahadeh Hadadi Vinechol. That one shouldn't have matzah and maror together. Why? Mishum desvir lan matzah bezman hazeh daraisa u'maror derabanan. V'asi maror derabanan u'mevatalei lematzah daraisa. Whereas because matzah is daraisa bezman hazeh, maror is only derabanan. Right, Mora is only the Rabbanon because we don't have a Korban Pesach. So when there's no Korban Pesach, Mora is only the Rabbanon. And Matzah is the Raisa. V'asi Mora the Rabbanon u'mevatalei l'matzah the Raisa. So that means on a Raisa level, Mora doesn't exist. So when you're eating the maror with the matzah, it's as if you're eating some extraneous food that's not even a mitzvah. It's a total achilas rishus. So therefore, the tam of the maror, which is the rabbanon, is going to be mevatel the tam matzah daraisa. Rashi, matzah b'zman hazeh daraisa u'maror derabanan. Time of the first film. Then the Gemara continues. Filu man omer mitzvos ein mevatel lo zu v'zu. Hani mili daraisa b'daraisa u'derabanan b'derabanan. Aval daraisa u'derabanan, osi derabanan u'mevatel leili daraisa. But even if you want to say that mitzvahs are not mevat luzu azu, that's if you have two daraisas and two darabonim, so they're on equal footing. And then you eat them together, they're not mevat luzu azu. But a daraisa and a darabonim, so that means that when you're eating a daraisa together with a darabonim, it's as if you're eating a daraisa, which is a mitzvah. The darabonim is not a mitzvah klapi, the daraisa. So it's as if you're eating something totally extraneous. Asi drabanum vatle le daraisa. So the drabanum is vatle le daraisa. Drabanum is vatle le daraisa. So let's see Tosus. Asi mora derabanan v'vatalei lematzah daraisa. Whereas the fact that Mara is the Rabbanon is, it's like an Achilas Rishus. Now, if Mara wouldn't have even been the Rabbanon, that would make things even worse for the matzah. But if Mara is a Daraisa and you eat it with the matzah, that's okay. If Mara is the Rabbanon and matzah is the Daraisa, that's a problem. And if Mara wasn't even the Rabbanon, that would be even better. That would be even worse, rather. And it would mevatel the mevatel matzah. The mash will come on. Badashai bakomets matzah mitubelis. So what about matzah mitubelis? Yeah.
If the rabbanim is mevatel the doraisa, the minas kamina, if it's not even a derabbanim, if it's already being mevatel the doraisa.
No, he's saying certainly it's going to be mevatel.
The point is that even.
Even, right. Vadashai Bakomets Mazam Mitubelis. The also besamim umivatal lamatza. The ain men of a subim keen dover muat. What's Mazam Mitubelis? Means you put spices in the dough. So apparently that's good. So why did you say spices is totally rishus? It's no mitzvah. So that should mevatel the matzah. Right? Just like if morer would be not even a mitzvah, it would mevatel. Also besamim mevatel the matzah. Dei mena besamim kim dover muat. Because it's very little. So the matzah betubelis means, doesn't mean that you put huge amount of besamim. You put a little besamim, so the matzah tastes a little spicy. So if the matzah tastes a little spicy, so it's not so bad, you still could taste the tam matzah. But if you put like a huge amount of spices, then it wouldn't be good. Sam? No, but that's not true. We have a kezayis of matzah and a kezayis of mara. So we have the same amount. You can't say it's a dover muad. A dover muad if we have a little bit, but here we have, it's a kezayis of matzah and a kezayis of mara. They're equal.
Udaloka osun osru matzah betubelas b'shem Rashi. After Yom Mechronim, Mishum Dimischamnilo.
But, in other words, and to exclude the opinion that says that Matzah Mitubelis is no good, because it causes chametz. That's a separate issue. But he's saying that if it's nothing substantial, then it wouldn't be a problem. In other words, so basically what he's saying is, if you have something substantial, say I decide I want to have, some meat with my matzah. And there's no mitzvah of having meat with the matzah today. And I use a substantial amount of meat, I could hardly taste the matzah, then it wouldn't be good. But say I just want to put something on matzah, what? Like jam. Say I want to put something jam on matzah. So If there's no real tzorach, I mean, why get involved, like Rabbi Berg was saying, but if, say, there's some tzorach, a person, some people, I guess, even putting the jam on would help the meat, right? You know, to make it easier if you have jam. So would that be okay? What do you say? Yeah, like margarine, jam. Well, yeah, what do you think?
Jam has like a strong taste, so I think it would take away from the taste of the matzah.
Yeah, jam takes away from the taste of the matzah? Yeah. What?
Salt.
The salt? The salt?
Salt is like a tavern.
Yeah, salt is like a tavern. Yeah, what do you say? So Rav Moti Friedman says it doesn't remove it from Lachmoni. So the answer to Rav Moti Friedman is it only removes it from Lachmoni if it's put into the formation. If you put it into a formation, if you just put something on it. Rav Abadi told me he thought Mikir Din that it should be okay if there's some jam on it. Of course, if it's a lot of jam, probably it would be a problem, but just a little jam. I mean, again, there's no reason for most people to do it, so then why get involved? But if somebody really, you know, because that's what I'm saying, is it make or break, then maybe there's what to say for allowing some of these things.
We're saying this only in the context of, like, making the bracha on achilas matzah and in Seder when you have a mitzvah to eat, or we're talking about, like, throughout.
Oh, it's interesting. I just read an article. I mean, I saw it. I didn't get to read it yet. But in other words, we're talking now about the Pesach night. In other words, there's a discussion, according to the Vilna Gaon's opinion, that there's a mitzvah to eat all matzah the whole 7 days. So is there an inyan, therefore, that you should not put things on your matzah all 7 days? So you shouldn't lose out on the Vilna Gaon. But it's interesting, it was the Vilna Gaon who held from Gebrux. Right, he ate Gebrux, right?
Well, the discussion implied that, like, they didn't have a concept of Gebrux.
Excuse me?
Doesn't this whole discussion kind of imply that they didn't have a concept of Gebrux?
Yeah, I mean, Pasha says Gebrux was a much later thing. Yeah. Well, we're talking about matzah's mitzvah, yeah. But we're saying, the way this article in the Kol HaTorah Journal explained, that you could discuss it about, but if you hold as a mitzvah all 7 days, not a chiyuv, but a kiyum, like the Vilna Gaon's opinion, then there's what to talk about all 7 days, should you have relish with your matzah or not.
What?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're talking about to be yotzei the mitzvah. Now let's take a look for a second at Rosa in the Ran on page 4. Hashda lo idmar hilchus aloki hilo lo krabbonu. Klomar, di idmar hilchus ak rabbonu hava ochel kol chad v'chad l'chudo v'hachich hava sagi. Di idmar hilchus ak hilo hava lemecha matzah l'chudo keidich ol mevatel b'mor d'rabbonu. Rishus Gomor Mevatel Lev Rabbanon. Right. In other words, if something is totally Rishus, it's Mevatel. Just like if you have something that's so if you have something Drabbanan and something that's not even a mitzvah at all, that's going to be Vatal the Drabbanan, so to a Drabbanan is Vatal the Raisa. Whatever the lower level, will be Vatal the higher level. Now, let's see, Rav Hussein. The Mishnah in Psachim and Mem Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Ein nosnim kemach latoch harosas. You can't put flour in the harosas. Latoch hachardel. Vim nosen yochel miyad. V'mer osir. Ein mevashli mis a Pesach lo b'mashkin v'lo b'mei peiros. You can't mevashel the Korban Pesach with any fruit juice. Aval sachin v'abil l'sob b'hen. But you could dip it in fruit juice. In other words, you can dip, like, you know, it's reminded like Hawaiian chicken or something like that, you know. You know, you can dip it in fruit juice. So l'chora, what do you see from that? You can dip the masa? No, we're talking about the Korban Pesach. Yeah. So why did you say that that's Rishus and Mevatel the Mitzvah?
You can say also it's like a tablet. If you're just dipping it in, it's not really going to be good. It's just
going to
be a little
bit
of taste.
Right, so it's just like, what?
If you're really able to
cook it. Well, cooking, you can't cook the Korban Pesach anyway, right? Rav Avadi Yosef discusses all these makaras. So you see from that the same idea, that you can eat the Korban Pesach with fruit juice. So you see that if it's not something significant, then
Right.
In other words, what he's saying is that meat has substantial taste on its own right. So maybe we don't have a right necessarily to equate, but on the other hand, you could say that, okay, whatever does it for meat, you know, it's for meat, for this. Each one will have its own category. It's interesting, the famous sheet of the Rambam, if you're not familiar, take a look on page 6. בזמן הזה שאין שם קורבן, אחר שבברך המוציא לחם חוזר מברך על אכילס מצה, הוא מטבל מצה בחרוסס. Right, so the Rambam sheet is, we don't do this. The Rambam sheet is that even when you, before you eat matzah, you dip it in the charosis. Right, we only dip the mora in the charosis. Right, to kill the bugs, whatever. But the Rambam sheet is that you dip the what? You dip the matzah in the charosis also. So b'zman hazeh shem shekorban achar shemevarach hamotzi chozer mevarach al achilas matzah u'metabel matzah b'charosis v'ochel. Chozer mevarach al achilas maror u'metabel maror b'charosis v'ochel. V'lo she'isha oso b'charosis shem yivatal tamo. You can't put it too long in the charosis because it's mevatal the tam. Zo mitzvah is divrei sofrim. But you see, as Rav Avadia Yossi points out, that there's a concept of that you could have something on the matzah as long as it's not, as long as the time is still nicker. And take a look now in the Rambam on page 7. Where he says two lines from the bottom. V'yotzim baroki kashoroi v'hu shaloni moch. But you could take a matzah that's dipped in water, as long as it's not disintegrated. In other words, you could soak it in water a little bit. Aval matzah shebishla, but if you cook the matzah, then you're not yotze. Shana imba tam pas. Because there's no tam pas. And take it's interesting that these Rav Avadia Yossi points out these two Rambams. Where was that Rambam? In Hilchas. Yeah, but the first one, the one about the Charoses, was Chometz what? Perches, Halacha, Ches. And now in Korban Pesach, also Ches, Halacha, Ches. That's pretty good. Yeah. Perches Halacha Ches on page 8. Tzaleo v'chakach bishlo, or bishlo v'chakach tzaleo, o shaso tzli k'dei revoch lo chayev. Here's the Rambam quotes that din that we saw in the Mishnah, that you could take the Korban Pesach and smear it with wine or oil. Or you can dip it in the water, etc., in the May Paris.
Not water.
Yeah, what about water? Why not water? What? Yeah, why not water?
It waters down the meat taste.
What?
It waters down the meat taste.
And the shemen and dvash are not?
Sort of. You remove taste. Add taste to it. Everybody's worried that you'll cook it. You'll have to cook it. Dip it in water.
I don't know. Strange, no? We'll see. I don't know. Now take a look at the Meiri, page 9. So he says, "Linyan psak, hold the nemer halacha lo kihil of lo karbonan, and not tzvichin lasa zechel mikdash ochlim tchila kolacha b'fnei atzmo." First, we eat the matzah separate, the mor separate, because we don't want to have the question of one being mevatel the other, and then we eat it together, zechel mikdash kihil. Then he writes, "Indian bittel mitzvah zu ezu." The first word line is zu, zu ezu. Lav bittel tamhu, shenena tam bittel b'kach. El shechivu mitzvah matzir shalol arav tamache. He's saying that it's not. Miri's saying it's not a din in mitzias, because the mitzias is not really going to be vatel. But it's a din that we should give you full concentration to each mitzvah when you're doing it. So he says, "El shachibuv mitzvah matzuch shelo arev tam acher imo, hem keinu tam mitzvah shekimosa, o chamur mimeno." Because moko kom shu derech achiloso ein bo mito, ve'ein tainam mikan lesu shelo tabel achilas amotzi betavshil, Arab Kachi Achiloso Kach Huroila. It was, but if it's Derech Achila, then it's Mutter. But to take something that's not Derech Achila is also, but to dip, it's normal to dip matz in something, or dip a. You know, it's sort of like, you know, it reminds me of those, you know, when you have Chinese, they take those noodles and they dip it in the, you know, when you're at the Chinese restaurant before you're waiting for the main course to come, and they have those, the sauce, yeah. You can eat hundreds of those. They're like addictive, right? There's no end to those. So that's the darach achil b'kach, right? So too with matzah, you dip it in something. I don't know, today do we really dip?
What? But if the purpose is to give your full concentration to the matzah, then there's more than anything obstructing that concentration.
But maybe that's the way to eat matzah is with the dip. So that's not called focusing away. If you put something that normally doesn't belong there, that's considered not giving you full concentration.
What do we normally put on matzah?
What do we normally put on matzah? You tell me. Gasper, what do you put on matzah?
Can you have matzah pizza in the
same? Matzah what?
Can't have matzah pizza in the
same place. That's a pizza at the Seder.
Yeah. It takes away from the matzah. It takes more pizza than matzah.
Yeah, maybe that's too chashuv. That's not just a derech. I don't know if that's the derech achil of matzah. Some people make matzah pizza, but that's not necessarily the derech achil of matzah. Jam. No?
Condiments, yeah.
Like condiments.
For bread. What would you eat for bread?
So that's derech achil of matzah. Right, what would you eat with bread? Right, so, but I don't think matzah pizza would be good. I think that would be a problem. I think that would be a problem. Wow. Wait just 1 second if this. Yeah, the Ran. So the Vav Yosef quotes a Ran. Ran supposedly says, we have to find this Ran inside, that anything that it's a tibul is mutter. It's just like a dip. A tibul is mutter. The Ran is on the Gemara Kuf Tezvav. So that's that run. Where does he say it? Let's find that run. Yeah. It's the one that I didn't bracket. Page 4. What can I tell you? Brackets aren't perfect. Hachi amrin hilo mishmei de gemarahim. Mar d'rabbanan, chsiv al matzos mar miyuchlu. The one before that. The mashma bizman d'ika pesach. In bizman d'leka pesach lo. Aval matzah, hadrukro d'chsiv b'erv tochlu matzos. Ozi mor de rabbanon umavata de matzah de raisa. So the mor de rabbanon is umavata de matzah de raisa. The bina time of the matzah lechuda. Vitema hacharosis latana de basnisin the lo mitzvah l'rishus. But charosis is not a mitzvah, according to the Tanakhama in the Mishnah. It's just rishus. The lo mavatal morer daraisa b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam. So what's the problem? How could you put the mor in the charosis if you hold charosis is not a mitzvah? So igel mei mashani hosim the tibul ba'almahu v'lo choshev shederach achiloso b'kach. So what do you think? Yeah, hardly.
Is there a chilas eat maror at all? If you're eating, if you eat horseradish as your maror, I don't think it's ever going to feel in any way to stop eating horseradish.
Right. But if it's...
So what were they saying?
I don't know. Maybe people did. I don't, you know.
Would it matter? Was there a chilas?
Right, he's just saying it's derech achilasa b'kach. But that's the key line, I run. That it's only a tibul ba'alma, so it's derech achilasa. Someone else raise their hand? Yeah. Ben? Right. Okay. See, take a look at the tour for a second, page 11. Chasav Rav Amram Vivar Hamotzi Nitabel B'charosis. Right, like the Rambam Yochal. Ten Chasav Rambam. Ve'ini Yadei Tibul Zeh B'charosis Lama. Yimishu Matzah She'im B'melech V'tzarech B'sharsh Lidbo B'melech. Why do you need the charosis in the matzah? Logic Shabalamani with Jam Shamatsi Zekhil Kheiras Haroz Zekhil Tit. Hechis Khabru. Seems to be contradictory that Matzah Zekhil Kheiras, Haroz Zekhil for the bricks they made. It's contradictory. So Matzah the Raisa, Haroz the Rabbana. I'll see Haroz the Rabbana, Vadle Matzah the Raisa. So how would we answer? We would answer by just saying that it's not real Mavato because it's just. It's like derech tibul. And the Radvaz says this on page 13. Take a look at the Radvaz on page 13, column 3. He says, Mizeh ha'tam ani omer, de'lo'osi charosis, Bein lamadom rishus, bein lamadom mitzvah, midivei sofer, mevatel daraisa. Dar minhach el medom she'osui l'achila, zeh kimo zeh. Because the problem of a bittul is if two things are made as achila, not one is an achila and one is a relish. Kimatzav v'chazeres, aval charoses, the tabel of it, hachi urche v'lo mevatel le'lamatzah. So that's the pshat. So according to this, what would be the din with jam? What should be the din of jam? Should be okay. What? It's not really a tea bowl. But is it the din of tea bowl, or is it the din where he says El Bedovsha also lachila, zekemoze? Where it's the jam is not made for achila. The jam is a relish. Okay, we don't do it. I don't think it's so important whether it's a dip or a spread. Whereas a spread is also not. You don't. In other words, no one sits. Most people don't just sit and eat jam. Casper? Right? You don't do that. You know, so so that's the, in other words, that's the Torah's kasha on the Rambam. How could he permit charoses? So basically, that idea is in the Ran already. The Ran, the Radvaz, the Meiri, they're all saying the similar idea, and basically the Mishnah by Korban Pesach is reiterating this idea again and again and again. But if you want to make a meatloaf sandwich with matzah, so that would be problematic. Because there, that's, you're eating the meat, that's an achila, the meat, that's not a relish. Sam Colander.
Would the halacha change?
I can't hear you.
Would the halacha change if the matzah changed? You know, people, you know, start eating charoses by itself, you know, the spoon.
If they would start eating, you mean?
What if you like, you know, eating?
Well, charoses, people, some people do eat by themselves, right? So we don't, like, we just dip it and how much really stays on it. Like, you know what I mean? You dip and you shake it off and you. So in the end of the, so what do we have? We have a lot of sources here. We have the Tosis about matzah betubelis. We have the Ran about derech tibul. We have the Meiri. We have the Mishnah. We have the Rambam Shita about charoses by matzah. So in the end of the day, there are a lot of svaras lakula. And Rav Avadya Yosef brings all these makaras in his Sefer Chazon Avadya. And then take a look on page 21. We need people on matzah, but what about to dip it in the soup? Or in the coffee or tea? So if it's mamash yatzo lettuce book, it'd be a problem because then it's already like bishul. So a lot of, if the soup is really hot, so it's going to be a problem. So the but the Pri Chodesh says as long as it's not Yatzo lettuce bowl, then it's okay. So he says, so if it falls into Yatzo lettuce bowl, like if your piece of matzah fell into the very hot soup, that's, that could be a problem. But if it's not Yatzo lettuce bowl, then you're okay. But it could be that if it's in a cliche near of Avadi writes, then maybe even if it's Yatzo lettuce bowl, it won't be a problem because cliche is not Mavashal. But Lemaisa with Machmir, by Pass. So the Maisa, we should be machmir if it's Yatzo lettuce bowl, even a cliche, he says. Same thing. But then he quotes the Mishnah Brura.
This is all before the meal. This is still all before the meal.
This is the matzah's mitzvah.
Right, so I mean, like,
I'm
assuming you have soup on the table
before Shulchan Aruch. Right, right. You're usually not going to have, unless somehow they brought the soup out early.
Just because of the Rambam that says you're not supposed to cook matzah?
Well, it's Gemara. Then he quotes the Mishnah Brura, Tav Samach Aleph Sif Katan Yud Ches. Rav Avadya quotes it on page 21 on the right side. So Zaken al Chola Sheyefshar Lo Lechol Matzah Hashru V'mayim Mutal Lo Shosu B'yayim. There was an old person, he could put his in water or in wine to soften up the matzah. Okay, so this is the basic issue here of eating matzah with other things. Now the basic yisod is if it's derech tibul and it's darko bekach, and one is a relish to the other, so then it's mikir din mudur. But Rabbi Berger points out, lemaisa, we're not knowing that way, unless for a sick person or a chola. In other words, we don't look at chila for the mitzvah matzah, but certainly lagabi the rest of the week, and even if you want to mekayim the grosh shita, I don't think you have to worry that if you're gonna, you want to have matzah with margarine for breakfast, you know, say, oh, I'm not going to put anything on, you know, unless you're a gebrochs person, then I'm going to lose out the mitzvah. Except Garitano, who's very machben on these inyanim, right? It was Alter Rebbe.
So even during the week, something like matzah pizza could be a problem.
What?
Even during the week, something like matzah pizza could be a problem.
I mean, really not. I mean, if you're you have a problem with gebrochs. The question is, even if you're not gebrochs, maybe it should be a problem of losing out the mitzvah of the grah. That's what I saw someone. You know, I don't think you have to worry. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the
point of
Ravadi putting it in hot water.
Right, and, right. So that's like what the Gemara says. You can't use, can't be Mavushal. Okay, Rabbi, this is the Indian. Bez Hashem, tomorrow I'll get you another packet on Mitzvah Svichas Kavana by Matzah and by other things, which is an interesting topic. And we'll continue. Bez Hashem.